I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Because Montana Secretary of State Linda McCullough is term limited, Republican Corey Stapleton and Democrat Monica Lindeen will face each other in the general election to replace her. Secretary of State duties include interpreting state election law, overseeing elections, and serving on the Board of Land Commissioners. Corin Cates Carney recently sat down with both candidates to discuss how they'd serve as the next Secretary of State. We broadcast his interview with Corey Stapleton yesterday, and it's now available on our website, mtpr.org. Here's Corin Cates Carney's interview with Monica Lindeen.
So, Monica Lindeen, thanks for taking the time.
You bet. It's my pleasure to be here.
So you're running as a Democrat for the Secretary of State for folks who might need a refresher or who might not be totally know who you are. Can you kind of introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. Thanks. Well, I'm a Eastern Montana girl and grew up mostly in Yellowstone County, but married a man from Huntley Project and so spent the majority of my married life there. And we moved to Helena about, well, almost 8 years ago when I was elected to the state auditor's office. But before that, I actually taught part-time at MSU Billings in the English department. And then my brothers and I and a couple partners started one of Montana's first internet service providers. And let me see, I was a state legislator for 8 years, four terms, representing a district that started in Huntley and went clear to Miles City.
And so then what would you want to accomplish as Secretary of State?
I would love to have Montanans, the number of Montanans increase in terms of participation in voting. You know what I'm saying? I think that I've always felt very strongly that, you know, if democracy is going to work, then there has to be a majority who are participating. When you only have a minority participate, then decisions happen for the majority that I think can be that we're not going to like, and in some ways can be hurtful.
And how would you try to accomplish that?
I think that you have to find ways to go out and, you know, spend time, in my opinion, with the youth of this state, and, you know, get them excited about their democracy, about their state, and about participating in understanding that there are ways to participate so that their voice is heard. And not that they are somehow just voiceless and that there's nothing they can do to change things.
And do you have specific plans to kind of do that? Or is that kind of just like an overall goal?
Well, it's an overall goal. I mean, I haven't sat down pen to paper and said, okay, here are the, you know, schools I'm going to on these dates or anything like that. But certainly it's, I mean, even when I was a legislator and I've done it as well sometimes as the state auditor, I've always tried to, when asked, go out to, you know, a state government class at some high school to talk about the process. But I think that being in this position, I wouldn't wait to be asked. I would be out there asking them.
There's been a kind of a growing trend of absentee balloting. And I just kind of wonder what your thoughts are and how that trend is progressing in Montana and how you might handle that if elected.
Well, I mean, as you pointed out, I mean, people really feel that it's a convenience to be able to vote via mail or absentee as opposed to going to the polls. And we're seeing that becoming increasingly more popular. And there are some folks who would like us to go to complete mail-in ballots. And, you know, that's something that I think we should explore. However, there are individuals who still think that, you know, or feel strongly about the fact that they would like to be able to go to the polls. And so I think we need to make sure people have the option. But we want to make sure that people, no matter what, aren't being kept from voting. So that's the most important thing. It would be nice if we could go to exclusive absentee balloting, but certainly there are individuals in particular. There have been, you know, some folks from some of the Native American tribes who have said that, you know, we have folks who don't really have good access to their mail, don't get it on a regular basis. So they think that that could be problematic.
And you've mentioned like access to voting and Native American communities. That's something that seems the current Secretary of State has worked on as far as opening satellite offices. And what, if you were elected, would you do? Is that something you would want to continue or change? How that's being addressed as far as Native American communities' access to voting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really important that our Native American communities have equal access to voting, obviously, and to registration to vote. Certainly, there have been some legal reasons why this issue has come to the forefront as well. And the Secretary of State currently has done a good job of trying to address that. But I think that it's going to continue to be an issue. And I think it'll be an issue because it really does, there are resource questions and issues that occur with certain counties that are dealing with those satellite offices. And so I think that if we can figure out a balance between what makes sense for that county in terms of how much time they need to spend with satellite offices versus also maybe trying to get some type of appropriation that would ensure that they could keep their other office open at the same time, I think that that would be helpful for those counties.
And what are some of the things when you look at how elections are run out of the current Secretary of State's office? Are there programs that you want to adjust? How would you kind of take the elections and try to make it more efficient for Montanans?
I think that, you know, there's always ways to better use technology. For instance, being able to register online. I think that that's very important. I think that we should also, you know, look at what some of the other states are doing to see if it makes sense in Montana to have comprehensive voter registration, which basically means that, you know, when you turn 18, if you are an eligible voter in the state of Montana, that you would be automatically registered in some way through some process. So, I mean, I think that those are all things that we need to be exploring.
Being in the legislature and holding two terms as state auditor, what in those positions will help you kind of influence your position as Secretary of State?
I've come to realize it's even more important than I thought, the work that you do for the people of Montana. It's not just, for instance, in the state auditor's office, it's not just some boring regulatory job. We do things every single day in this office that matter to the people of Montana, whether it's, you know, ensuring that they're getting restitution from securities fraud where they've had their whole life savings stolen from them, or if it's somebody who's having difficulty getting an insurance company pay an insurance claim or get the treatment they need because they're denying them the ability to get that treatment. These are life and death things that mean a ton to people. And so the longer I've been in public office, the more I've appreciated just how much you can do to really affect people in a positive way. But on the same side, you have to be very thoughtful about not affecting people in a negative way if you can avoid it.
Monica Lindeen is the current state auditor running as a Democrat for the position of Secretary of State. Thanks for coming by.
You bet. My pleasure. Have a great day.
That was Democratic candidate for Secretary of State Monica Lindeen speaking with Corin Cates Carney. His interview with Republican Corey Stapleton was broadcast yesterday and is available on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.